Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden as we get set for an exciting basketball game tonight between the host Knights and Plainfield. Northview is 9-4 on the season. They opened up the season with a loss against Sullivan, beat West Vigo, Vincennes Lincoln, North Putnam, lost to Bloomington North, beat Park Heritage, lost to Sullivan, beat South Vermilion, beat Casey Westfield as well as Cloverdale, lost to Greencastle, and they've won their last two by beating Owen Valley and South Putnam. Plainfield picked up wins early in the season against Avon, Tri-West, and Whiteland before dropping a 10-point game to Brownsburg. They beat Martinsville back on December 13th. Get this score, Jacob, 71-29. So I don't think Martinsville's that bad. They beat Perry Meridian. They beat Danville. They lost to McCutcheon by three. They beat Southport. They edged Terre Haute North by three. They beat Danville. And then they lost again to Brownsburg in the Hendricks County Tournament last weekend. They did pick up a win last night against Monrovia. But 10-3 on the season. Coach Weaver is 78-95 in his eighth year at the school, 26th year overall, but one of the better teams that we've seen from Plainfield in a while, as the coach indicated, and this will be a really good test for Northview tonight.
Yeah, both teams are off to such a great start. Northview off to one of their best starts they've had in recent memory, and Coach Byram's doing such a great job with them. Got a lot of guys ready to go, and, you know, the first 13 games of the season, they've shown that. Tonight's going to be a staple game for them. If they come out and win this, like he said in the pregame, you know, we want to be one of the better teams in the state. And to be the best, you got to beat the best. And tonight, that's going to be the motivation for this Northview Knight team in front of an awesome crowd, awesome environment from an awesome community.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. I'm sure the team is helping to bring out the crowd, but we also know at halftime we've got 185 students that took part in today's Northview Dance Clinic. So that's going to fill up the gym tonight for sure. Yeah. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. There's several games in the area tonight. Clay City is taking on Owen Valley, that game at Spencer. Catholic Memorial of Wisconsin is at Bloomington South. That's quite a game they've set up. Cloverdale is at Park Heritage. Danville is at South Vermilion. Edgewood at Greencastle. North Vermilion is at Charmin, Illinois. Plainfield, of course, here at Northview. Silver Creek at Bloomington North. South Knox at Bloomfield. Sullivan at Vincennes. Vincennes Reveille at North Central. Southmont is at Riverton Park. And Monrovia is at North Putnam. They had homecoming here last night, right?
Yes, sir.
So the girls and the boys split. The girls lost to South Putnam. The boys did pick up a win last night. It was a 63-40 win over South Putnam, so that's a nice homecoming win. Some of the other scores from last night, Bedford edged Mitchell by one, 56-55. Bloomington North, I guess Martinsville really is that bad, 72-28 they beat the Artesians. Cascade over Cloverdale, 68-52. Eastern beat Clay City, 67-49. Hudsonville Palestine beat Vincennes Reveille, 55-50. Jasper edged Washington, 44-43. Linton over Bloomfield, 75-62. Lagodi upsets number one ranked Bar Reeve in Class 1A, 53-48. They had 4,500 people on hand at Jack Butcher Stadium last night for that one. North Davies beat Shackamack, 45-33. North Putnam beat Greencastle, 53-50. As we mentioned, the Knights beat South Putnam last night by 23. Park Heritage over Covington, 68-62. Riverton Park beat Attica, 59-38. Sullivan gets a conference win over West Vigo, 50-37. And in the battle for Terre Haute North beat Terre Haute South, 67-55. Well, both teams are headed back to their respective benches. We'll be handing the microphone over to Mr. Scott McDonald here in a second, and he will take over the starting lineups here for us in just a moment. And we look forward to tonight's game between Plainfield and Northview. Again, a big test for Michael Byram's team. And Plainfield, they've got at least a 6'7", a 6'5", three 6'5 players, a couple of 6'4s. They've got plenty of height, Jacob.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you, Last night, somebody really impressed me with Jacob Fowler. Jacob Fowler is going to be the sixth or seventh man off the bench. He's a tall, lanky sophomore who has really impressed me this year. His heart on the court. He'll get some baskets for you underneath, plays great defense, and he's a rebounder. So this is going to be a great test for him,
too. Jeff Prince, Principal Chris Mock, and Athletic Director Scott Buell and Bethany Jones, welcome to Northview High School. Please remember that Northview is a smoke-free campus, and we appreciate your cooperation. The ISSAA, Western Indiana Conference, and Northview High School also like to remind everyone that sportsmanship is a top priority at all sporting events. Please be respectful of officials, coaches, spectators, and players. Before tonight's national anthem, we have a special guest with us this evening. Northview graduate Nate Bailey has just returned to us from Marine Boot Camp. Nate Bailey, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Nate, for your service and to all of our veterans who keep us safe every day. At this time, would everyone please rise, remove your hats, and stand at attention as we honor America with the Northview Hoops Band under the direction of Mr. Dominic Thompson play our national anthem. Welcome to tonight's varsity contest between the Plainfield Quakers and the Northview Knights. Let's meet our guest from Plainfield High School. At forward, a 6'2 junior, number 11, Dane Gardner. At forward, a 6'7 junior, number 13, Ian Scott. At forward, a 6'5 sophomore, number 22, Cale Vanderbush. At guard, a 6'4 junior, number 31, Aiden Boer. And a guard of 6'2", number 32, Mason Naaman. The Quakers are coached by Mr. Andy Weaver. And now, the starting lineup for your Northview Knights. A guard is 6', junior, number 2, Robin Cooper. And forward is 6'3", senior, number 3, Cade Bryan. At guard is 6'3", senior, number 5, Carson Gettle. At guard is 6'4", junior, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. And at guard is 6', senior, number 33, Tyler Hess. The Knights are coached by Mr. Michael Byram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's nighttime.
All right, we are set for basketball action. Thank you very much, Scott McDonald, for the great work on the PA. And Jacob Harden, Dave Crooks with you on this Saturday night. Glad to have you tuned in on Timeless Classics, WAMB. We're on the AM dial at 1130, on the FM dial at 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, also on the web from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. So jumping center will be Cale Vanderbush for Plainfield. He is 6'5". Cade Bryan is 6'3" for the Knights. Here comes the tip at midcourt. And this game is underway as Plainfield controls the tip. And let's see what we do with it. Aiden Boer with the basketball. He'll pass it down to the left side to Dane Gardner. Now to the top of the key to Cale Vanderbush. Vanderbush down to Aiden Boer. Boer off to Ian Scott. Scott right side to Boer. Boer toward the lane, looks around, needs help, drops the handle. It's picked up by Vanderbush. He throws it down to the right side to Aiden Boer. Boer now takes it over to the left side to Dane Gardner, and he quickly puts up a three. Plainfield strikes first. It's 3-0. Northview will bring it down across the timeline with Brevin Cooper. Cooper down to Tyler Hess. Now quickly to Cade Bryan. Right side to Caleb Swearingen. He's in the lane. Bounce pass to the top of the key. Picked up by Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper dribbles in the backcourt. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. 3-0 Plainfield. As Brevin Cooper started to make a drive, and it was a bit weak, I would say.
Yeah, both teams are really patient early. We talked about it earlier. Both teams are going to be moving the ball, trying to find the best option. And let's see what Northview can do here.
Well, it's an inbounds play. Swearingen gets it off to Brevin Cooper. He lets it fly from the right wing. It's no good. Rebound picked up by the Quakers. They'll bring it down court. Gardner off to Aiden Boer. Now back to Gardner. Baseline pass to Vanderbush. Cross-court pass, and a nice three-point jumper is good by Mason Naaman, and they're leading 6-0 over Northview. Brevin Cooper. Cooper, bounce pass over to Cade Bryan. Bryan moves toward the lane. He stops, turnaround jump shot from 15, around the rim, no good. Picked up by Plainfield. Down court, it's Aiden Boer. Off now to Mason Naaman. Inside, player is double-teamed, but he'll get the pass off to Gardner, and quickly from the right side, a three-point attempt by Mason Naaman. It was not good the first time, but he gets the put back, and he has his fifth point of the night. 8-0 on the scoreboard right now, the Great Dane scoreboard. 5:55 to go here in this first quarter of play. The Knights need some offense. Caleb Swearingen, top of the key. He'll put the shot in the air. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Plainfield. Cale Vanderbush, he loses the handle. It's picked up and taken away by Tyler Hess on a Plainfield turnover. Now down court, Brevin Cooper. Cooper, bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen to the top of the key. Bounce pass to the right side to Brevin Cooper. Cooper lobs it toward the right side to Cade Bryan. Bryan sees a man open. He gives it to Tyler Hess. Hess nails it for a three. That's big. And now a quick timeout is called. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 5:12 to go in the first quarter, it's 8-3 Plainfield. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Plainfield will inbounds the basketball as they set the offense up. Dane Gardner has it. It's off to Aiden Boer. Boer on the right side. A quick bounce pass to Vanderbush. Vanderbush gets it back to Boer. He puts it in the air. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. Here comes Caleb for the Knights. He gets it across the timeline. Bounce pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan, top of the key, looks for help. He finds Carson Gettle. He drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, and scores.
Love to see the big man putting it on the floor. Nice little shot fake and into the paint for two.
8-5 in favor of Plainfield. 4:30 to go here in this first quarter of play. Quakers get it inside, and a quick layup is good by Cale Vanderbush. He'll pick up the layup, and he will draw the foul. So at the free throw line will be Cale Vanderbush to try to get a three-point play. Again, the foul went against Carson Gettle. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. So Gettle has his first foul of the night, first team foul, 11-5. It's a six-point lead for Plainfield, but 4:20 to go here in this first quarter of play. Caleb Swearingen, the back now, top of the key, and shot is no good by Carson Gettle. Now down court on the right side. They work it around a bit on the right side once again. To the top of the key, Aiden Boer. They try to work it inside. Vanderbush is there. He kicks it back out to the top of the key, and Gardner is there. Did he make a three on that one?
He made a three on that one, and I tell you what, you do not want to leave him open second three of the night for Gardner.
No, no doubt about that. 14-5, it's a nine-point lead now. Plainfield's largest lead, but 3:32 to go here in this first quarter of play. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. Swearingen puts it up near the free throw line, and he nails it. 14-7, Knights have cut the lead to 7 with 3:18 to go here in the first quarter. Plainfield down court. Ian Scott, bounce pass over to Aiden Boer. Now it's off to Nauman. Mason, is that Mason? Name it's Naaman, isn't it? Yep, Naaman. Off now to Gardner. And a long three on the way from the right side is no good by Aiden Boer. Rebound picked up by Northview. Here come your Knights. Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the back. Coach Byron calls Blue Devil. Reminds me of the Van Buren days.
Yep.
Swearingen picks it up. Swearingen in the lane. He's got too much traffic. He'll find some help. He gets it from Tyler Hess. Or make that Brevin Cooper, rather. And now Swearingen in the lane. He puts up kind of a sloppy shot in the lane. It was no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Now Cade Bryan has it. Cade, top of the key, and a three-point shot good.
Cade Bryan's such a dual threat. He's not afraid to shoot that three-pointer. He can beat you going to the rim.
14-10, Northview has cut the Plainfield lead to 4 as we approach the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. Baseline effort and a missed layup that time around by Aiden Boer, but it looks like we may have a foul called. Let's see, who'd they nail with that? Brevin Cooper. So he'll pick up his first, the team second. This will send Aiden Boer to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
After this shot, we're going to have a slew of subs. We talked about that deep Plainfield bench, Dave.
And they definitely have one, that's for sure. There's one substitution. Darian Gardner will check in. And they slipped in, looks like Cade East as well. At the free throw line, Aiden Boer. Next free throw shot is up. It's good. So he gets both free throws. Another new face in the lineup, Aiden Moyers, in the game for Plainfield. 6-point lead for the Quakers, 16-10. Minute 58 to go here in this first quarter of play. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. He'll pass it off to Ethan DeHart. It's in and out near the top of the key. It'll roll out of bounds. It'll still be Northview basketball.
I like that shot, though. Ethan had such a great game last night. I think he hit about 4 or 5 threes. You don't want to leave him open. He reminds us of his dad. He's on the 1,000-point club for the Knights.
Minute 49 left here in the first quarter. Swearingen gets it off to Ethan DeHart. DeHart to the top of the key to Carson Gettle. Gettle works his way in, and oh, the layup falls finally. I wasn't sure if it was going to make it, but it did. And that was Carson Gettle, right?
Yes, sir. Nice little shooter's touch down low.
He's got 4 points tonight. That makes it 16-12, a 4-point Plainfield lead. Quakers, oh, they're going to throw it away. They're going to throw it away at midcourt. Back and forth violation as nobody was on the basketball, so we'll take that break.
Love to see the Northview bench hopping up. So much energy from the maroon, white, and black. And I tell you what, it's showing here. Doing a great job holding this Plainfield Quaker to only a 4-point lead.
Minute 18 on the clock here in the first quarter as Swearingen throws it down court to Jacob Fowler. His pass almost stolen to Cade Bryan. Now off to Swearingen. He lets it fly from the left corner. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Cade East. He'll throw it off down court to Dane Gardner. Gardner to Aiden Moyers. Right side over to Cale Vanderbush. Top of the key, Darian Gardner puts it in the air. It's no good. A reach over foul by Aiden Moyers. He didn't like the call, but it was the right one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the foul will be against number 3, Aiden Moyers. Couple of substitution. Carson Gettle takes a break as Brevin Cooper is in. Who else slipped in for us? Got Jacob Fowler's in the game.
I think that was it.
Ethan DeHart. Here comes Caleb Swearingen and Cade Bryan. Down court, Swearingen toward the right wing. He stops, bounce pass, gets it off to Brevin Cooper. Swearingen gets it right back. Oh, he lost the handle in the lane. He tried to recover, and it went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover against Northview. Plainfield will get it back. 35 seconds left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. 16-12. The Quakers have a four-point lead over the Knights. Now, Plainfield definitely going to go for the last shot, it appears, here in the first quarter. Aiden Boer with 19 seconds to go. Cade East has it. Now it's off to Aiden Moyers. 12 seconds left. Ball still on the backcourt. Aiden Boer. Bounce pass off to Cade East. 4 seconds left. They need to make their move. He's not watching the clock. And he'll put it up near the buzzer. It won't matter. That's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of one, it's Plainfield 16, Northview 12. Back to Northview High School in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We go to the second quarter. We're at 16-12 in favor of Plainfield. The Knights have the basketball. It's Cade Bryan. Bryan breaks away from a defender, puts it in the air, and he missed it, but it looks like he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul, by the way, will be against Darian Gardner, his first.
Shades of Kevin McHale down there with a beautiful up and under move to get him off his feet. Wonderful move there by the senior.
Well, Cade Bryan, the 6'3" senior for the Knights, first free throw shot is up and good. He'll have one more coming. Tonight's game, a service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And he made the second free throw as well. So now it's only a two-point deficit, 16-14 in favor of Plainfield. 7:38 to go here in this first half of play. The Quakers have the basketball with Boer on the left side. It's in the hands of Cade East. Cross court to Aiden Boer. In the lane, quick jumper on the way by Brayton Blackwell. It's no good. Knights will get it back. They've got a chance to possibly tie it or take the lead on this possession. Caleb Swearingen to the top of the key to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Ethan DeHart. Cross-court pass to Cooper. Ball broken up. Plainfield picks it up. It's a Northview turnover. Down court for the Quakers. It's off to Cade East. Cross-court pass and a quick jumper. No good by Michael Reynolds. Swearingen clears it out. He'll bring it down for Northview with 6:52 to go in the first half. Two-point lead for the Plainfield Quakers. And we just threw it away. Swearingen just lost the handle right near the baseline, and it rolled right out.
Yeah, they can taste, you know, Tyner taking the lead and just got a little bit too much for them there the last two possessions, but we need another solid defensive stop here.
And Plainfield, every chance they get, one and two players constantly going in and out. So that can wear you down in a hurry if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
Aiden Boer will bring it across the timeline. He's picked up by Brevin Cooper. Boer hands it off to Ian Scott. He's open, top of the key, lets it fly. It's good. So Ian Scott picks up his first 2 points of the night. It's a four-point lead once again for Plainfield, 18-14. 6:23 to go here in this first half of play. Brevin Cooper to the left side, and a shot by Ethan DeHart is no good. Ball is loose, and oh, we had it for a moment. Nice effort by Cade Bryan, but Plainfield was there, and they had the people in the right position. Cade East gets the easy layup underneath. He's got a chance for a three-point opportunity as he will go to the free throw line to shoot two or to shoot one.
A little frustration right there by Ethan DeHart after missing that three, and it showed, came down and made the, you know, silly foul just out of frustration.
Yeah, you can't do those sort of things. You just got to sometimes grin and bear it.
Exactly. He's a young player, though. He's getting a lot of great experience, and he's going to do just fine.
Free throw shot is up and good. So now it's 21-14, a seven-point lead for Plainfield as we approach the six-minute mark here in quarter number two. Tyler Hess, top of the key. It's picked up by Carson Gettle, and now to Cade Bryan. Bryan to the right, or takes it down court, or at least underneath, and he missed a bunny underneath. So Plainfield will clear it out with 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. Naaman off to Boer. And now in the lane, Vanderbush had it quickly, handed it off to Scott. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Northview. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Cade Bryan. Bryan near the free throw line. Oh, he found an open man, Jacob Fowler, but Jacob couldn't control the basketball. It was kind of a tough bounce pass on him. And another Northview turnover.
Yeah, Northview just needs to slow down a little bit. They know that they're playing a great team. They're playing them well. They just need to relax a little bit and have some composure.
5:15 left on the clock here in the second quarter. It's a seven-point lead for Plainfield, 21-14. Ian Scott to the top of the key to Aiden Boer. Now a three on the way from the left side. No good by Mason Naaman. And Plainfield gets it back as Aiden Boer tries a putback near the free throw line. It won't fall. Northview will have it. Brevin Cooper down court. Cooper to the right side over to Caleb Swearingen. Now a three on the way. It's no good by Cade Bryan. Rebound picked up by Ian Scott. Here come the Quakers. Down court is Aiden Boer. And to the left side, about a 12-footer is in the air. No good by Mason Naaman. So now Northview with the basketball. Brevin Cooper with 4:26 to go here in quarter number two. Cooper to Carson Gettle. Now to Swearingen on the left side. He'll drive to the basket. He'll fake. He'll put it up. He gets it to fall, and he draws the foul.
Great job right there by Swearingen. When you're playing a team that's so much taller than you, that's the key. You got to get the shot fake going. Get them off their feet. Make them draw the foul, and that's exactly what the talented junior did right there.
Ian Scott picks up the personal. That'll be his first, the team's third. Caleb Swearingen at the line. He has 4 points. He missed the free throw. Plainfield struggled, but they do pick up the rebound. They'll bring it down court with Aiden Boer. Boer across the timeline will set the offense up for the Quakers. He'll lob it off to Cade East. Now it's off to Ian Scott. Scott to the left side to Aiden Boer. He lets it fly. 3-point shot. Good. That is the 12th point scored so far in this game by Plainfield from three-point land.
Yeah, they can shoot it.
3:45 on the clock here in the second quarter. 24-16 on the Great Dane scoreboard in favor of Plainfield. And Quakers picked up a loose ball there as it went out of bounds, or it was headed out of bounds on the Knights. And a quick jumper is good by Ian Scott. He's got 4, and now it's a 10-point lead for Plainfield at 26-16. We've got a whistle as Cade Bryan tried to take it inside to put some offense up, and they call a foul. It will be against Ian Scott. That'll be his second. It will send Brevin Cooper to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, when you're down by a decade, these free throws become more and more important. Cutting to that lead here a little bit.
Indeed. Free throw shot is good. Tonight's game, a service of York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now under construction, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Highway 40 west of Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. And the next free throw shot is no good. So with a missed free throw, a 9-point deficit, 3:20 left on the clock here in the second quarter. On the baseline is Vanderbush. He'll hand it off, and boom. Mason Naaman will score again, and that'll be his 7th point, 28-17, Plainfield by 11. Brevin Cooper with the ball, quickly off to Tyler Hess. Bounce pass to Cade Bryan. He lets it fly from the free throw line. It's no good, but he is fouled, and he will head to the free throw line to shoot two again. The foul, by the way, will be against Aiden Moyers. That will be his second, the team's fifth.
Now I want you to watch Cade Bryan. He made an adjustment after the Greencastle game last week. He was long on everything, so he's been standing back about 3 feet and shooting a jump shot.
I see that.
He's 3 for 3 tonight. No, it's working for him. It's only crazy if it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's nowhere close to that free throw line. Well, around the rim it didn't go that time, but that's okay. Whatever works. 28-18. It's a 10-point lead for Plainfield. Here come the Quakers. Down court. Dane Gardner off to Aiden Boer. To the right side, a three-point attempt is on the way. It's no good by Mason Naaman. Although the putback is good. They're going to count it. Yep. A foul is called. That'll be against Carson Gettle. He just picked up his second. Oh, Cale Vanderbush picks up his second field goal. He has 5 points overall. He'll have a chance for a three-point play here. And Plainfield leading by 12. This would give him a baker's dozen if he can make this free throw.
Yeah, I hate to see Carson pick up a second foul. Nowhere near foul trouble quite yet, but when you got a 7-deep squad, you can't be getting in foul trouble.
That one rolled off. It did not fall. So the 12-point deficit remains. Down court is Caleb Swearingen for the Knights. Swearingen will try to set the offense. Cade Bryan picks it up. Bryan in the backcourt. He'll hand it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it down toward the left side. He'll find help from Cade Bryan. Gets it quickly back. Cooper tries to work it inside, and a nice layup off the glass is good by Tyler Hess.
Great ball movement by the Knights, creating the open shot right there for Mr. Hess.
30-20, Plainfield by 10. 2 minutes left here in this first quarter, or first half, I should say. 2 minutes left in quarter number two. Plainfield with the ball with Mason Naaman. And it's knocked out of bounds, but it'll still be Plainfield basketball. Meantime, a substitution. Tyler Hess takes a break, and Jacob Fowler will check into the game. Cade East is in the game. He'll replace Darian Gardner. Every time I see that Cade East, I think of the old 70s group, Head East.
Hey.
It just sounds like Head East.
Yep.
Cade East. Plainfield with the basketball. Minute 44 to go here in the second quarter. Aiden Boer. Right side over to, that is 22, Cale Vanderbush. He'll get it cross court. Picked up by Cade East. In the backcourt, now it's Aiden Boer. Boer off now to Cade East. Cade East to Naaman. Naaman takes it toward the hoop, and off the glass he'll score. He's already got 9 points for Plainfield. That makes it 32-20, back to a 12-point lead for Plainfield. A minute 10 to go in the first half. Brevin Cooper. Cooper, bounce pass. He'll get it off to Jacob Fowler. Now it's off to Cade Bryan. Bryan to Brevin Cooper. Cooper, he lobs it toward Caleb Swearingen. He takes it to the hoop. It goes. It falls. And he will draw the foul.
Even the guards with the Kevin McHale up and under. I think that was the practice plan. Watching the old 80s Celtics highlights. Well, love to see it.
Take whatever works. Well, the foul, by the way, will be against Cale Vanderbush, so that'll be his first. Swearingen, he's 0-for-1 tonight. Free throw shot is good. So now he has a total of 7 points. 32-23, a 9-point, or make that an 11-point deficit. No, I'm sorry, 9-point deficit. 40 seconds left here in the first half. Cade East, cross-court pass over to Aiden Boer. Boer to Dane Gardner. Gardner off to Cale Vanderbush. Now to Cade East. 27 seconds left. In the corner left side, Cale Vanderbush brings it to the backcourt. Now it's off to Aiden Boer. 18 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. Boer. And the ball almost stolen. Nice job by Brevin Cooper, but they're going to give him a foul.
Brevin Cooper is such a spark plug for the Northview Knights. He's gritty, nitty-gritty, down to the bone, and he does such a great job causing chaos for the offense of the other team. Great job right there by Brevin.
What do we do, send Tyler Hess back in? Ethan DeHart is out for now.
Yes, sir.
So Brevin Cooper will be at the line. Free throw shot is up, and it is no good. Plainfield brings it down. 6 seconds to go. Dane Gardner with the ball in the backcourt. Tries to get away from his defender near the baseline. Puts it up. It's no good. That's the end of the first half of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Plainfield 32, Northview 23. Stay with us. We'll come back with our halftime show after we take this 2-minute timeout on Timeless Classics WAMB Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th
anniversary
as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself.
I hit the commercial
Timberland
early.
Can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes. Doors.
Okay, this will be a 2.5-minute break because I had a 30-second in the second quarter.
Our department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
This is Josh Keating from the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil. As the steel goes up, our prices go down. During the Start Something New sales event, new Renegades as low as $169 per month. New Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cabs as much as $10,000 off. And the new Gladiator Sport S as low as $329 per month. Come see us at US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we'll show you why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, we are at halftime where Northview trails 32-23 against the Plainfield Quakers. I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. Quarter scores look like this. Quakers led 16-12 at the end of one, and they lead 32-23 at halftime. Jacob has a look at the first half scoring and statistics.
Yeah, so let's see here. Cade Bryan for us, he's got 6 points for the Northview Knights. Caleb Swearingen with 7. It's been pretty balanced scoring for the Knights, and I love to see that. You know, it's not just one guy trying to take over, doing a great job moving the ball, but also so is Plainfield. And I tell you what, if you don't mind, that's my fault. But Plainfield doing a great job as well. Cade East, he's got 3 points. Dane Gardner, who's been a threat all year for Plainfield, he's got 6. Naaman, we knew he was leading scorer for Plainfield. He's got 9 points, just one under his season average, doing a great job. And then also 5 points from Aiden Boer. But I tell you, the thing that's really impressed me with Plainfield's squad is their ability to move the ball and their ability to know where their shooters are and setting the screens for them. And, you know, I would say 9 out of every 10 threes they have shot have been wide open because of their great screen and their great ball movement. And Northview, though, has been doing a great job trying to attack it defensively. And I tell you, I know Coach Byram wants them to be in it. I know they want them, you know, to be winning right now. But to be down 9 against such a great team, I mean, you still got a chance. And, they're going to come out here this second half fired up and ready to go. And it's going to be an exciting finish.
By the way, if you're wondering what's going on in the background, It's a dance event today. Northview Dance Club sponsored a clinic. They've got like 185 young girls of all ages, and they are scattered all over the floor. It's good for the stands tonight. We have all kinds of parents and grandparents in the stands and plenty of popcorn being sold.
You bet that. So, I hope all the folks like what they see so far from the game, and hopefully they'll stick around because we've got a great one. We got a barn burner going on. And I tell you what, this is Indiana basketball, Dave. I love to see it.
Indeed. Hey, I got a program reminder for you. We've got some big games next week. Monday night, we're going to have a girls' game for you. That's actually a makeup game on one we missed earlier this year. But it's going to be Cloverdale coming to town Monday night. So if you can't make it, tune in for the coverage at 7:15. Jacob and I will have the coverage. Then Tuesday night, we go to Terre Haute North. That'll be a big test for Northview. They take on a very good Terre Haute North ball club. So that's Tuesday night at 7:15. And then Friday night, the crossover game comes your way in the girls' Western Indiana Conference. So Brad will be back by then. And I can't tell you who the Northview Knights will play in the crossover game yet.
Yeah, I can't either. I mean, I think it's kind of coming down to the wire as far as who's going to be where. WIC is always that way. There's always a lot of teams that are in it. And I tell you, Northview has a lot of, you know, a lot of growing to do. But I tell you what, the beautiful thing about Indiana high school athletics is everybody has a shot come postseason. And, you know, I know Coach Keyes on the girls' side, he's just trying to get his girls ready. So when we get to that fabulous February, they're going to be on a roll, and anything can happen when it comes tournament time in basketball, especially in Indiana.
No doubt about it. And, of course, his Knights right now are 7-12. I didn't get their – well, they didn't play today. Well, they played South Putnam last night, didn't they? So, yeah, they've only got Cloverdale left. They've got the WIC crossover game. Then they've got Clay City. Sectional will be here before you know it. I think that's down at Spencer at Owen Valley. We'll have coverage, of course. We hope they go far, but you just don't know. There's a lot of good teams in the area this year.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, the Midwest, you know, WIC in general, so many good teams. You know, I always talk with Brad, you know, and football season reminds me of Big Ten football. Then you get to basketball, it reminds me of Big Ten basketball. It's like, you know, you just got a lot of people playing the game hard. You know, you got a lot of country folk out here, you know, the nitty-gritty blue-collared people going out there, getting scrapes on their knees, diving after balls, and I enjoy it. I enjoyed playing in it, and it's fun being able to see it from the other side, also as a coach in the baseball side of things. But, no, I mean, this area doesn't get enough credit for the whole state, and we've got a lot of great programs around this area.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you're the JV baseball coach,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. JV baseball and assistant varsity coach, and I tell you, it's going to be an exciting time. I talked to you earlier. You know, you're going to have a lot of exciting games to call come spring. But
okay with that. All right, so they're still doing their dance routine at halftime. This may take a little bit longer than normal, I think, too. So, which means we may be able to get that coaches or the commissioner's report. Bobby Cox announced this week he's going to retire later this summer.
I saw that.
Let's go ahead and bring you the commissioner's report now on WAMB.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Commissioner, January means a lot of things. Obviously, a brand new year, a continuation of winter sports. But looking at a calendar,
are you there, Jacob?
Things coming up on the 26th of this.
How you
month,
doing, bud? I haven't talked
right
with you for a while.
Corner, we'll have the pairing show for the girls' state basketball.
Well, I'm just getting over
following
the flu. Still
that,
taking some antibiotics, but I'm getting there.
Wrestling sectionals.
No, the flu got a hold of me, and luckily it didn't turn into pneumonia.
In
so at least my doctor didn't throw me in the hospital.
So the end of February into the beginning, excuse me, end of January into the beginning of February, a very, very busy month for.
Yeah, I needed to get back
ISSA
in the saddle, so I thought, well, I'm feeling a little bit better, and I thought I'd get over here and start making a little money.
It's a mad sprint now once you get around the first of the year to the boys' basketball state finals, and it's an exciting time.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Within a couple of weeks now, we're going to have our girls' basketball.
I don't know.
That's always a really
I don't think there's going to be a baseball season with everybody being canned.
Around our state, sit on the edge of their chair that Sunday evening to know who they're going to play in.
Don't do that.
And we'll have nearly 400 schools participating in that tournament. I think it's the best all-in tournament.
We'll see about that in America.
What we do in Indiana, and then we'll do it again.
We've got 3:30
boys, but before we get to that, we'll start our tournament series in sports of wrestling and girls swimming, and then as you mentioned, the continuation of Basketball Day Indiana, and that will be held in Kokomo, Indiana this year. We're really excited about going to Memorial Gymnasium and showcasing a community that's been a tremendous supporter of high school sports for an entire century plus. And to take Basketball Day Indiana to Kokomo and to have the games there will be a great treat for all the participants and a great treat for the association.
It certainly will. Let's go back. The 26th of this month, Greg Rakestraw and I will be live at your offices doing the pairing show. And you mentioned how exciting that is. Let me tell you what, from our perspective, Greg's and mine, it's a nerve-wracking experience because we know what's at stake, and it's such an important night
for
everyone around the state to find out who they're going to play.
Did I hear you correct?
Win.
We have a game Monday.
We don't take it lightly, obviously, but we're mindful that the information we're giving is incredibly important to people around the state.
No, I don't think it is, but I'm available, so I'll be here.
Their parents, their communities, you know, they know what's
on the
horizon.
Use your time, 7:15, I assume.
They're eagerly anticipating what's going to be
I'll be here.
Revealed on the 26th. And you know,
unless I won the Powerball tonight.
And it is nerve-wracking. It's live. It's not easy to do all that and to get those stats right and get the teams in the right brackets. But it's
I'm out of the
night.
Business, buddy.
And over the last several years now, we've had a lot of viewing parties where our kids get together at local restaurants or in coach's house or somebody's house, and they watch the presentation on the Internet, and we encourage them to take pictures and post those on Twitter, and we're going to do that again this pairing show, and it's just a fun time for everybody surrounding girls basketball.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA. It's Bobby Cox with us. You mentioned wrestling sectionals, swimming sectionals for the girls. Tell you what, every year it just seems like, and it doesn't seem possible, but every year it seems that the wrestling sectionals all the way up into the state finals become bigger and bigger as each year passes.
It has grown, and what's interesting is our viewership at the state finals on our live stream has continued to grow astronomically. But our crowds are very good. We'll have 10,000 plus in each of the three sessions. We always exceed 30,000 plus spectators for the cumulative state finals.
45 seconds.
It's a tremendous event, and you know I've said this before, but when you get to the finals of that tournament, and it's mano a mano, one guy against one guy under the spotlight, and 12,000 people watching it. It's a pretty special event, so we'll start that tournament on February the 1st. And you know, all these wrestlers have a goal to get to that state finals venue, and then their goal from there is to get to that state finals match. So it's a one and done tournament too. It's you got to keep winning, and it's tough, but we want to try to identify a champion, and that's what we're doing.
All right, that's the commissioner's report from the IHSAA and WAMB. The second half has just begun, and Plainfield has the basketball, and they remain the leader, 32-23. 7:45 left here in the third quarter, and Northview just made a steal as Plainfield was trying to get the offense rolling. So let's see if we can do anything with that. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper with the basketball. Cooper, bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen now off to Tyler Hess, quickly to Cade Bryan. Bryan drives the lane. We've got a whistle before the shot. Who do we have?
Looks like 22, but let's see what old Stripes has to say here. 22.
You got it.
22.
Cale Vandenbush, the 6'5" sophomore, will pick up the foul. That will be his second. Inbounds play set to go for Northview. Brevin Cooper. And let's see, it's knocked out of bounds by Plainfield, so it'll still be Northview's basketball.
Plainfield using those wingspans make it difficult under the basket to get the ball in.
Tyler Hess off to Brevin Cooper. The Knights will set the offense up. Right side pass over to Tyler Hess. Hess to Cade Bryan. Right side pass over to Caleb Swearingen. And now a three-pointer on the way. Hits in there, and he's fouled. That looked really cool, too. And he hit the deck. We're talking about Cade Bryan, by the way. So Cade gets a big three. He has a chance to make a four-point play out of this. How about that?
Yeah, you don't hear the old-fashioned four-point play too often. What a wonderful play there.
Oh, he missed it. Doggone it. But, hey, the rebound picked up by Tyler Hess. So the Knights keep the possession. Cade Bryan puts it in the air, and he nails a three.
Momentum.
How about that? And a timeout is called. And just like that, the Knights are back in it. With 6:49 to go in the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard, Plainfield 32, Northview 29. Let's keep it here. It's a four-point deficit now for the Knights. But, hey, that's some great shooting. That makes big difference.
That right there, that's a big player making big plays. Cade Bryan, senior of the Northview Knights, and he says, you know what, I'm not letting my team down. We're coming back in this game. And he just made a statement right there, Dave, with those two threes. And I tell you what, momentum is such a big thing in the game, the realm of sports, especially basketball. And Plainfield did the right thing there, calling timeout to try to cut that momentum. So let's see how the Knights respond here.
By the way, in the JV game tonight, it was all Plainfield. 44-26 was the final in the JV game tonight in favor of the Quakers.
Yeah, Plainfield having a great year now, and seeing that JV team, they're going to be great for many more years to come.
They definitely have got some great seasons coming, including this one.
Yep.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. They remind you they are hiring. Apply Monday at Morris Manufacturing at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. All right, Plainfield will inbounds the basketball. Aiden Boer gets it down across the timeline at midcourt. Bounce pass to Cale Vanderbush. Vanderbush to the top of the key to Dane Gardner. Gardner hands it off to Aiden Boer. Boer quickly off to Mason Naaman. Which is picked up by Aiden Boer. Cross-court pass to Dane Gardner. Gardner off to Naaman. He puts it in the air. It's no good. Rebound by Ian Scott. He tried to go back up with it. He couldn't get it to fall, but he will draw the foul. That foul, by the way, will be against Cade Bryan. So that's his first. So at the free throw line will be Ian Scott.
Not a bad foul right there, you know. Instead of giving him the wide-open bunny down low, he's going to make him earn it from the charity stripe.
Free throw shot is up, and it is good. So that gives him 5 points for the night. This could make it six. Tonight's game is service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Next free throw shot is up, and it is good. So he cans both free throws, but he made him earn them.
Yep.
34-29, a five-point lead for Plainfield. 6:13 to go here in this third quarter, and Plainfield makes a steal. Down court, Aiden Boer takes it all the way for the quick layup. So that hurt. Now we've got a seven-point deficit, 36-29 in favor of Plainfield. 6 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Brevin Cooper. Cooper. McCade Bryan puts it up from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound by Ian Scott. Down court to the right side. Mason Naaman. It's no good. It's out of bounds. We've got a substitution. Looks like it'll be Cade East back in the lineup for Plainfield. He'll replace Dane Gardner. Plainfield ready for the inbounds play. Mason Naaman gets the ball off to Boer. Boer hands it off quickly to Ian Scott. You've got Cade East wide open. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, it's tapped right into the hands of Tyler Hess. Knights will bring it down court with Cade Bryan. Bryan to Caleb Swearingen. Off to Carson Gettle. Now to Brevin Cooper. He'll hand it off to Caleb Swearingen. Top of the key. Bounce pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan has had two defenders briefly, trying to get around his main defender. Almost lost the handle, but saved it. Brevin Cooper up high on the wing, left side, as we approach the five-minute mark. Now Caleb Swearingen picks it up in the corner. He fakes, puts it in the air, got it. Nice job.
Great possession right there by the Knights. Nice and patient, making sure they get the shot they want. And the shot they want is what they got. 2 points.
9 points for Caleb Swearingen, makes it 36-31, a five-point Plainfield lead. We've got a whistle. What are they going to call? Caleb Swearingen will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Team second here in the second half. 4:44 to go here in this third quarter. Plainfield ready for the inbounds play. Aiden Boer kicks it to the backcourt. Cade East has it. Cade East in the lane, lost the handle, gets it back. He needs help. He finds Aiden Boer. Boer fakes. Left side of the lane. He still needs help. He finally gets it. Picked up by Cale Vanderbush. Now it's in the corner on the right side over to Mason Naaman. Naaman brings the ball to the backcourt. Quickly back to Vanderbush on the right side. Now it's picked up by Cade East. East to Naaman on the left side in the corner back to Vanderbush. Vanderbush passes it off as Boer picks it up and he shoots top of the key. It's no good. Cade Bryan has the rebound for Northview. Here come your Knights. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. It's 36-31. Plainfield leads by five. Brevin Cooper with the basketball. Cooper throws it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan tries to work it toward the lane. He takes it inside. Oh, a nice handoff and a layup good by Tyler Hess. Hess has 7 points.
When you're a great player like Cade Bryan, you draw multiple defenders. And when you got multiple defenders, somebody's open. Great look right there by Cade Bryan.
36-33, Quakers lead cut to three. 3:28 left here in this third quarter of basketball. Aiden Boer lets it fly, and it's a 3 second of the night. He's got 10 points, make it 39-33. Back to a 6-point lead for the Quakers. Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper to the right side. Picked up by Caleb Swearingen. He's in the lane, puts it in the air. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Ian Scott. Here comes Plainfield. Aiden Boer down court. Boer with the basketball. He lobs it inside to Scott, and we've got a whistle. They're going to call a foul, and I think that's going to go against Carson Gettle.
That's his third.
Yeah, that doesn't help things.
It does not.
So three fouls on Carson Gettle. Couple of players ready to go in for a substitution now for Northview as Ian Scott is at the line. He's 2 for 2 tonight, puts the first one up, and it's no good. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's is located at Highways 40 and 340 in Brazil. Ian Scott. Ready? Did he make his first one?
He missed it.
He missed it, didn't he? Okay,
yes,
so now the next one's up, and it's good. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line right now. He has a total of 7 points. 7-point lead for the Quakers, 40-33, with 2:46 to go here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper. Cooper with the basketball. Cooper, he'll hand it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan puts up a three. It's around the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Gardner for Plainfield. And we've got a whistle and apparently a foul called. Nope, apparently not a foul called. I think it just got knocked away.
Yep.
So Cade East will bring it down for Plainfield. 2:28 to go on the clock here in the third quarter. Cade East takes the ball to the right side in the backcourt, hands it off to Gardner. Quickly off to Gardner on the inside. Oh, I tell you what, Ian Scott got around two defenders, yep. Got the ball in the air, but he couldn't get it to fall. So good pressure by Northview, and now we just did a double dribble violation. Cade Bryan knew he was caught, too, yep. At midcourt.
He did, and I'll tell you what, that's going to end up biting the Knights if we can't get over those turnovers when we get a good stop defensively.
Yep. 2:08 left on the clock here in the third quarter. Still a 7-point lead for Plainfield at 40-33. Dane Gardner inside and a layup by Ian Scott. He made that look easy. So that makes it 9 points for Ian Scott. They're up to a 9-point lead at 42-33. Minute 49 on the clock here in the third quarter. Ethan DeHart lets a long three fly. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Ian Scott. On a fast break, here comes Cade East, and he gets the layup. He Coach Byram may have to slow things down here. We're down by 11 now, just like that. Oh, we were three-point difference. And
yeah, we were almost there.
I think they've got 8 unanswered points right now.
I do, too.
And there's a whistle blown. We've got a foul called.
It's going to be Aiden Boer's second.
So Boer picks up the personal. He'll take a break. Who goes in for him? Let's see. Was that Aiden Moyers?
I think so.
All right, so a minute 24 on the clock here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper with the basketball. Bounce pass off to Ethan DeHart, now to Cade Bryan. Bryan, bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen. He takes the ball toward the left wing, tries to get toward the baseline. He needs help. Cross-court pass to Ethan DeHart. Caleb Swearingen gets it back. Now he finds Cade Bryan. He lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Ian Scott. 56 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. And, oh, a quick play, and just like that, Darian Gardner was there underneath the basket. He got the easy layup, and all of a sudden, Plainfield leads by a baker's dozen. 46-33 with 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
I just need to be patient in the third quarter with the basket here.
Swearingen, oh, Caleb Swearingen, was that a shot or a lob pass?
I don't know. I think he tried to sell. He got hacked.
Oh, and Gardner just made a nice layup. And, man, we have got a train running down the track, and we can't seem to slow it down. 48-33, we've went from like a three-point deficit now to a 15-point deficit just like that. Yikes, that hurts. 8 seconds left. Swearingen with the basketball. Caleb takes it in the lane. He puts it in the air. It's good. Well, that helps. At the end of three on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Plainfield 48, Northview 35. Stay with us for fourth quarter action. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, the Quakers have opened the game up here in the third quarter. Can Northview respond in the fourth? I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We go to the fourth quarter. It's 48-35 in favor of the Quakers. The Knights will have the basketball. Caleb Swearingen with the ball, and he tried to hand it off to Brevin Cooper, but unfortunately, we turned it over.
Guy's trying to do a little bit too much right there. They just need to relax one play at a time. They're not going to get them all back at once.
That's all you can do.
That's right.
So Gardner, bring it down for Plainfield. You can't make turnovers like that if you want to stay close to these guys, that's for sure. Cade East. Oh, ball taken away. Nice job by Carson Gettle. Gettle down court, takes it all the way. Missed the layup, but he draws the foul.
Great job right there. That might be some intensity and momentum we need here if he can hit the free throws, but he looks like he might be a little injured here, hurting a little bit after that fall from the foul.
Carson Gettle, first time at the line tonight. The foul, by the way, will be against Dane Gardner, his first. Coach Byram having a quick conversation with Brevin Cooper and Caleb Swearingen. We have 7:33 left in this game, and the Knights are down by 13. So Gettle at the line. Free throw shot is up. First one is good. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Loren Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenService.com for more information. And the next free throw shot is good. So we'll take it. 49-36. It's a 13-point lead for Plainfield. 7:26 to go in the game. Plainfield with the basketball. Gardner in the lane. Finds a man open on the left side. Aiden Moyers lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Darian Gardner. Garden off to Moyers on the right side to Kate East. He puts it up. A whistle blown before the shot. What are they calling?
Calling a travel. Say he took too many steps right there. He's going on a vacation like he did last week, and can't do that in the game of basketball.
We'll take that. 49-36 is our score. A 13-point lead in favor of Plainfield. Brevin Cooper. Cooper. Lobs it into Swearingen. Oh, he threw it away right into the hands of Darian Gardner, and then there was a foul called immediately.
I think Coach Byram did a good job motivating him on that call. It wasn't called at first. He said something. He's like, you know what? I like that idea. Blows the whistle. That was big for the Knights. Let's see if we can capitalize.
By the way, a fan apparently corrected this, and we've got a new score, 48-37 now. So, and a whistle blown on the inbounds play. What'd they call?
What? Calling a foul on Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen trying to get open, shoved a little bit too much in the back.
All right. 6:53 to go in the game. It's 48-37 in favor of Plainfield. The Quakers have the ball and an 11-point lead. Ian Scott with the basketball. Now it's off to Aiden Moyers, to Gardner, and a whistle. We've got a foul against number two. That's Brevin Cooper. That'll be his third.
Yeah, I said they had him hooked by the arm a little bit.
I think they did, too. Kate East takes it down the lane, loses the handle. Ball is loose, but it's still picked up by Plainfield. And a quick jumper, no good by, it was 11, Dane Gardner.
Northview's got numbers. Let's see if they can do something with it. Ah, too late.
Long three on the way. It's no good by Carson Gettle. And the ball is loose. It's going to be out of bounds to Plainfield. Doggone it. Couple of substitutions on the way. Aiden Boer and Mason Naaman are back in the lineup for Plainfield. We have 6:17 to go in this game. 48-37 in favor of the Quakers. Today's game is brought to you in part by U.S. Lawns at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. What just happened?
He dribbled off his own foot.
That was Aiden Boer for Plainfield. What a break for the Knights.
Turnover galore. Both teams are trying to show each other up. It's like, no, I can get more turnovers than you. They're going back and forth here.
And I don't think we've kept track of those tonight,
no.
But they're both not setting the world on fire with turnovers, at least not in a good way. And we threw the ball away. Tyler Hess threw it right into the hands of Plainfield, and, boy, they made a smart decision. Their coach called a timeout, and they're going to get it. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 6:01 to go in the game, it's Plainfield 48, Northview 37. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Jacob Harden back at Northview High School. 6 minutes to go in this game, 48-37. The Quakers lead the Knights. Here comes Plainfield with the basketball. Kate East. East to the right side off to Darian Gardner. Gardner off to Ian Scott. Scott to Naaman. Naaman to Boer. Boer off to Gardner. Gardner on the left wing. He needs help. He finds it from Kate East. He took it to the basket and got a quick layup, but I think they blew the whistle before the shot, didn't they?
Yeah, great job right there defensively by Brevin Cooper. He got his feet set, and as soon as the guy at Plainfield Quaker went into him, he flopped and got the charge call. Great job right there by number two.
So Kate East has two fouls.
Tied up. There we go. Foul on Boer. That's his third.
We'll take that.
Brevin Cooper's down there getting the fouls called left and right, and the Knights are in the bonus.
So that does help So with 5:37 to go in the game, and now Plainfield has committed their seventh foul. This will put the Knights in the 1-1. Brevin Cooper, who's 1-for-3 from the line tonight. Another Northview substitution, Jacob Fowler. He's going to give Carson Gettle a break. So Brevin Cooper at the line. Cooper ready for his first free throw this time around. Shot is in the air and good.
Makes it a 10-point game. If we can claw under double digits here, it's going to be huge for the momentum of the Knights.
Well, they're still in it, but they've got to get some points on the board, no doubt about it. Free throw shot is good. So now 48-39, that 9-point deficit Jacob talked about. We've got 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Cade East down court. Ian Scott. Pass. Oh, stolen for a quick moment. I thought he was going to run to the erases there.
That's going to be Brewer's fourth foul.
So we'll take it. So Aiden Brewer has committed his fourth. The clock will stop with 5:26 to go.
That's huge for Northview. Brewer's been doing a great job, not only offensively, but defensively. He's going to have to sit for, I'd say, at least until maybe the 2 or 3 minute mark, Dave, because if he picks up that one more foul, he's out of the game indefinitely.
Yep.
And with a close finish like this, you never know if overtime's in the question.
Free throw shot is up and, oh, so close, but he missed it. So now Plainfield will bring it down court. Dane Gardner with the basketball. Gardner will try to set the offense up for the Quakers. Cale Vanderbush has it. Now it's off to Ian Scott. We're approaching the 5 minute mark. We're in the fourth quarter. Mason Naaman. Now it's back to Cale Vanderbush. 4:58 to go in the game. Plainfield leading 48-39. They're being patient. Coach Byron trying to get him to go after him just a bit. Gardner takes it in. Oh, a 5-foot shot off the glass is good.
Yeah, something you got to think about, too. If you're Northview, we need 2 more fouls to get them in the bonus so that if we're trying to foul them to stop the clock, they go to the line, we can have a chance to get the ball back.
4:35 to go in the game. It's 50-39, Plainfield by 11. And inside, we've got a whistle and a traveling violation called against Jacob Fowler. He was the recipient of a pass from Caleb Swearingen, but he took an extra step underneath, and they take the ball away. So Jacob takes a break. Carson Gettle back in the lineup. Pressure by the Knights. Cale Vanderbush. Cale will bring it down court. He'll hand it off to Dane Gardner. Gardner takes it toward the free throw line. He dribbles in the backcourt. Passes off to Aiden Moyers. Moyers to Gardner. Now Vanderbush. He feeds it in to Ian Scott. Little 5-foot jumper is good. Boy, he made that look like a college player, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And Cade Bryan did a great job defensively, but Ian Scott just makes the better play.
We've got a timeout, and the Knights are in trouble. 13-point deficit right now for the Plainfield Quakers that the Knights have got to try to overcome. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 3:57 to go, it's 52-39 in favor of Plainfield. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We have 3:57 to go in this one, 52-39 in favor of Plainfield. What do you think Coach is telling him in that timeout?
He's saying we got to be intense on the defensive side of things. We got to be smart with our offensive possessions because they're going to be fewer and fewer as the game goes on. We got to make each one count. I know it's 13-point deficit, but 3:57 is a long time to go. But like I alluded to before the break, Northview's got to start fouling here. So I say instead of just fouling, play aggressive defense because if you do commit the foul, it's not the end of the world. We got to make sure we're in the bonus for the end game.
All right, here we go. So the Knights will have the basketball. Brevin Cooper on the right side, stops, passes to Carson Gettle. Now it's off to Cade Bryan. Bryan, top of the key. Right side pass over to Brevin Cooper. He drives the lane, takes it in for the layup. He scores and he draws the foul.
Tell you what, I wish we had about $5 for every and-one we've gotten. We'd be going and eating a steak dinner. Great job right there by Brevin to stay strong at the rim, and he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Aiden Moyers commits the foul. That'll be his third. So Cooper at the free throw line. Free throw shot is up. It's around the rim. No good. Tough break. Doggone it. 3:36 to go in the game. It's an 11-point deficit for the Knights. Vanderbush off now to Ian Scott. Cross-court pass to Moyers. Three-pointer no good. We've got a whistle.
Oh, it's going to bounce.
It'll be Northview's basketball. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor. Knights have the ball. Brevin Cooper. Bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen. Now to Cade Bryan. Bryan to Cooper. Cooper dribbles in the backcourt. He'll need some help, and he finds it from Cade Bryan. We're approaching the three-minute mark. Swearingen open underneath. Caleb gets the layup for his 13th point of the night, and a timeout has been called. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:59 to go in this one, 52-43 in favor of Plainfield. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. 52-43 in favor of the Quakers. We've got 2:59 to go in this game. Knights are still in it.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a great job. They're doing exactly what they needed, like we were talking during the break. They came out, got defensive stops, but they scored on their offense possessions. And I tell you what, it's great to be a 9-point deficit, but 9-point deficit's not going to win the game. That's what Coach Byram's saying. Let's see what we do here defensively.
Dane Gardner ready for the inbounds play. He lobs it in to Aiden Moyers with some full-court pressure from the Knights. They'll get it down the timeline, or across the timeline with Dane Gardner. Bounce pass to Aiden Moyers. Moyers, he'll hand it off to Kale Vanderbush. Vanderbush, now it's off to Moyers again. We got to get the ball. There's no doubt about that. And we're trying. The ball gets loose. We've got three players on the floor. It rolls out of bounds.
Northview ball.
And it's going to be Northview basketball. How about that?
I love the intensity from Brevin Cooper. I'll talk great about that kid every day because he deserves it. He comes out and works, and he is the reason for that turnover. Nice pressure, good defense, Northview ball. But they're going to have a discussion. Are they going to keep it here?
Oh, they overthrew
it. I wish we could get a few of those. But you know what? We just played great defense. Let's do it again here.
Now Coach Byram's making his case on that the original call should have stood. And there's going to be another discussion. Hold on a second.
Here we go. They're going to go to the official review this time.
Can you recap what happened, or can you?
I'll tell you what happened. So Brevin Cooper was at the half court defensive on Plainfield side. He did a great job, got a tip. There was a couple tips, people diving for the loose ball, and there was a mix-up on who it went off at the very end. It was a very close call, and I'll tell you what, you got to tip your cap to the officials. These are not easy calls to make, especially in the heat of the moment.
Plainfield will have the possession. 2:29 to go in the game. They lead by 11. They lead by 9, 52-43. And they're going to get an easy bucket right there. Nobody had their man, and Kale Vanderbush just slams it home. Ooh. Who lost their man? Doggone it. And now a three-point shot on the other end, and that's no good by Carson Gettle. So Plainfield will get it back. And what do we have? Foul called. Let's see who gets nabbed with that one.
Tyler Hess.
Tyler Hess will pick up the personal. That will be his first. So we'll need one more foul to force Plainfield into the 1-1.
Yep. Not the worst thing to happen to you, Northview-wise here.
That's right. Ethan DeHart is in the game. Here we go. Plainfield, the inbounds play to Aiden Boer. We're approaching the two-minute mark. It's 54-43 Plainfield. Aiden Boer off now to Ian Scott, to Cale Vanderbush, to Aiden Boer, and quickly off to Dane Gardner. Gardner in the backcourt to Aiden Boer. Now it's off to Vanderbush. And the ball stolen. Nice job by Brevin Cooper. Cooper, one against two. He missed the layup. Out of bounds, Northview basketball. Well, we'll take it. Minute 41 now left in the game. Still 54-43 in favor of the Quakers. Brevin Cooper in the backcourt to Caleb Swearingen. He fakes, puts it up. He hits short. Rebound. It's picked up, and the putback is no good by Cooper. And ball almost stolen that time by Ethan DeHart, but he's going to knock it out of bounds. It'll still be Plainfield's basketball as Tyler Hess is back into the lineup.
Yep.
Well, not looking good to make up this kind of a deficit in 90 seconds, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right here, Northview, they got to try to go for the ball and hard, and if they foul him, that's all right. Send him to the line, try to get the ball back here.
Well, no foul yet, but they might as well reach in or do something. Are they going to do it?
They need to.
Yeah, okay, so Plainfield did us a favor. They called a timeout. Yep. So with a minute 22 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 54-43 in favor of Plainfield. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back at Northview High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We have a minute 22 left in this game. 54-43. Plainfield has an 11-point lead, and they'll have the ball as we inbounds it now. And a whistle blown immediately. Good effort that time by Tyler Hess, but it'll still be Plainfield. Or did they call a foul? They did call a foul. Okay.
So Coach that Byram means doesn't agree with that one. Neither does most of the Northview crowd.
Well,
but sends him to the line.
So they're going to call the foul against Tyler Hess. That will be his second. So it's an 11-point deficit. At the free throw line, Aiden Boer.
We're hoping he misses this one. Nobody down low, so should be no offensive rebounds.
Free throw shot is up, and it's good. Well, you know, some days are diamonds. Some days are stones.
Yep.
You know? 55-43, this would make it a 13-point lead. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound picked up by Northview's Cade Bryant. Across the timeline, Brevin Cooper. Cooper down court. We got a whistle blown and a foul. Reach-in foul. I think that's going to go against Vanderbush.
Yep.
So Cale Vanderbush gets his third. Both teams are in the bonus, so this will send Cade Bryan to the line. He is 3 of 5 from the charity stripe. They made that one, so 4 of 6.
Yep.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Next free throw shot is up, and it is good. So Cade Bryan gets 2 points back for us. A minute 11 to go in the game. Who snuck in right then?
Looks like Tyler Hess.
Pressure by the Knights. Quakers trying to break that press. They get it across the timeline. Picked up by Mason Naaman.
Going to need a foul here.
He need to foul quickly. Naaman's in the backcourt with the basketball. Someone go after him. Grab him. There they got it. Or no, they get him. No, a Plainfield timeout.
Yep.
Okay, well. If that's the way we have to stop the clock, okay. So a break in the action with 56 seconds to go in the game. It's 55-45 in favor of Plainfield. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
I'm Dave Crooks, along with Jacob Harden. We have 56 seconds left in this game. It is 55-45, a 10-point lead for Plainfield. JV game tonight. Plainfield picked up that win, 44-26. We're trying to find a way to split the two, but time's running out. Don't forget to stick around for our post-game interview with Coach Michael Byram. We'll also announce our Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game, so stick around for that. Aiden Boer will have the basketball. Boer down court to the right side. It's off to Mason Naaman, and we've got a foul against the Knights.
See, they give it to two guys on them, so it's going to be tough.
Probably Cooper.
Yep.
So Brevin Cooper picks up the personal, so that'll be his fourth. This will send Mason Naaman to the free throw line for the first time tonight to shoot a 1-1. Ethan DeHart's in. Who else just came in?
I think he's the only one.
Okay.
Yep. I'll tell you what, we need a missed free throw and we need a quick basket if we're going to stand a prayer here.
Well, he missed the free throw. Rebound picked up by Northview's Cade Bryan.
Got to go quick.
Caleb Swearingen down court quickly with 40 seconds to go. He finds help. It's Ethan DeHart. Three-pointer good. Nice job by Ethan DeHart. He gets the three-pointer and a timeout is called with 36 seconds left on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's Northview 48, Plainfield 55. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
It's a new year and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on US Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off,
okay,
and Buick Regals
up
to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place. York Chevy Buick on US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
This will catch us up on our commercials.
Number one,
you are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. 36 seconds to go in this game, 55-48. It's a 7-point lead for Plainfield. The Quakers will have the basketball, which will make it a little tough, but it's still possible.
Yeah, hey, stranger things have happened. And I'll tell you what, good defense here. You never know. Get a turnover, a little and-one action. Make it interesting here. It's going to be an exciting finish.
A steal and a basket would be my order. Gardner gets the ball off to Boer. Boer stops. He needs help. He finds Gardner. Gardner gets it across the timeline to Mason Naaman. And they've got a man open underneath, wide open, and an easy shot. Doggone it.
Quick enough right there.
Cade East will score. 17 seconds to go in the game. And Swearingen just tried a quick bucket. It wouldn't fall. And 12 seconds left on the clock. We've got a foul against Northview, and there's just no way to make this kind of effort up with 12 seconds left.
No, but I tell you what, if you're North Unite or if you're a North Unite fan, you got to be mighty proud of tonight. I know it's not the outcome everybody wanted, but I tell you what, if you can hang with a team like Plainfield,
that's true.
You can hang with any 3A team in the state, and that's what's going to matter at the end of the day. It's going to sting now, but in the end, like Coach Byram was talking about, this is going to be great for the boys to get better.
Well, Tyler Hess committed the foul. That'll be his third. So Aiden Boer is at the free throw line where he is 3 of 4 tonight. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. 10 seconds left. Caleb down court from the right corner. Puts it up. No good. That's going to be the ball game. Plainfield gets the rebound. And time will end. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard. Plainfield 57. Northview 48. The Knights fall to 9-5 on the season. Quakers improved to 11-3. Stay with us. We've got our post-game interview with Coach Byram. We'll also announce our player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. And, of course, we'll take a look at this game scoring and statistics. Back with more in 2 minutes on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years.
This is if you're ready to join their team, apply at
Morris Farm Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Hoosier Heating and Cooling brings you an episode of Influenza at the Smiths.
It was a cold January day at the Smith household, and the Smiths weren't feeling so well. Sue cried,
"Timmy's sick, the baby's sick, and now I've got it. Grandpa, you're in charge."
Little Timmy exclaimed,
"Mommy, I got most of it into the toilet this time."
Grandpa said,
"Little kid vomit is like glitter. It goes everywhere, but glitter doesn't smell bad, and people don't look at you funny when it's on your shirt."
What will Sam do?
We have the player of the game commercial.
Will he make the right decision and call Hoosier Heating and Cooling? Find out during our next episode.
Call Hoosier Heating and Cooling and ask about their ultraviolet light system that kills bacteria, viruses, mold, and germs before they circulate through your home. This month, get the Comfort Maker UV light system for just $295. Comfort Maker. Comfort. With confidence.
Call 812-917-4214. Hoosier Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Northview High School, where the Knights drop one tonight, 57-48, your final on the Great Dane scoreboard. Just too much for the Knights to handle, I guess, would be the quick way to sum it up, Jacob.
Yeah, Plainfield's a very good basketball team. Coach Weaver's done a great job with them this year. They came out, they're just, you know, a little bit more athletic than the Northview Knights were. Northview did a great job trying to, you know, be the David to their Goliath, but, you know, just too much to handle. But like we talked about before the break, you just got to tip your cap to both teams. Northview is going to grow from this, and it's going to help them come March.
No doubt about it. But they had too much height. They had too much depth. They had great scoring. Yeah. They could shoot from about anywhere. And we had a few more turnovers than we should have. And we gave him a few freebies that we shouldn't have. But, oh, well, we'll get some more details from Michael Byram when he comes up and joins us for our post-game interview. And we got to decide who to make player of the game here in just a little bit, courtesy of Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. While we await for the coach, if you want to go ahead and give us a roundup of the scoring for both teams.
Yeah, well, Northview had, you know, pretty even keel scoring. We had two guys that stood out, but a lot of people contributed. Cade Bryan had 14 points, and right behind him, Caleb Swearingen with 13. And I do want to kind of give this kid a shout-out. He plays his heart out every night. Not really known for his offense, but Tyler Hess tonight came out with 7 points. I'd have to say that's probably a season high. He's usually that defensive specialist. He came out, hit a three, had a couple bunnies down low. He played phenomenal. Great job by Tyler. Let's see here. Carson Gettle had 4 points. And then we had, let's see here. Yeah, and then we had 5 points from Brevin, or no, 5 points from Brevin Cooper. Sorry about that. So that's really how we round out from the Northview side of things, and Ethan DeHart had that three late. And then from Plainfield, let's see here. We had Kate East with 7 points. We had Dane Gardner with 8. With 11, Ian Scott. Ian Scott was so hard to guard down there, down low. 7 points from Vanderbush. And then we had another 11 piece from Aiden Boer. Boer did a really good job tonight. And, you know, even though he was in foul trouble, he was still too much to handle. And then to round it out, Mason Naaman, who was their leading scorer. I tell you what, he didn't score in the second half. So we did a great job defensively for Northview, but he finished with 9.
But here's an interesting point about Plainfield. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players who scored.
Yep, exactly.
How about that?
Exactly.
Here comes the coach. Coach Michael Byram joins us for our post-game interview. And, Coach, that was about as tough as a team as we expected to see, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're very good. And they're going to have a lot of success here at the end of the season.
You kind of talked about in the pregame interview the depth that they had, their height. Those were a couple of big advantages. What else did they have that, I guess, was made them better tonight?
I think a few of their guys hit some shots that they hadn't hit at this point of the season. Like 11, I think he started off the game, hit 2 or 3 threes. He had kind of struggled doing that off and on. He's more of a driver. But, I mean, they did a really good job. They played hard and they played together.
Yep. Any other thoughts about tonight's game? Any particular players you want to mention?
Well, you know what? I'm proud of the fact that we played hard for 32 minutes, no matter what the scoreboard was saying,
yep.
No matter what adversity that we're facing. I thought we did a good job at kind of keeping our poise and our focus and trying to do our best.
Okay. Jacob, you got any questions for the coach?
I tell you what, not really questions. I just want to, you know, tip my cap. You've done a good job this year, Coach, getting these guys ready to play. And there's so much in store for these guys. I've loved being able to talk to you this year. And I tell you, like you said in the pregame, this is going to be a wonderful test for these guys. And this is going to prepare them because come March, we're going to have this experience in these close games against great teams. And, you know, when you guys are hopefully playing in a regional and semi-state, you're going to be playing against the big dogs, but you're going to be ready. So keep working them hard because you guys are doing a marvelous job.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, Plainfield's one of the best teams in the entire state.
Yep.
I mean, they've got a lot of skill and they've got a lot of athleticism and size, and they use it. Sometimes teams have those things and they don't use them properly. And they use it because they're well-coached. And I thought this was a great opportunity for us to get better. We got better definitely from tonight.
Yes, sir.
You play Terre Haute North Tuesday night. You know a lot about the Patriots from their Wabash Valley Classic experience and probably got to see them play a few games. What's your thoughts about Tuesday's night?
You know what? They're also well-coached. They'll put 4 or 5 guys on the floor that can knock down shots. They'll do a lot of different things offensively to kind of try to get mismatches. So, I mean, we're gonna have to rebound and regroup on Monday and get ourselves prepared.
Okay. Any other thoughts, Coach?
No, I'm proud of our effort tonight. I mean, it's disappointing that things didn't turn out the way we wanted, but you know what? That's part of it. I mean, that's part of the regular season. I mean, that's why we want to play great teams,
exactly,
to see where we're at and
kind
of compare ourselves. So I'm proud of our effort. We're ready. We'll be ready Monday, go back to work.
Yes, sir.
All right, Coach, have a great rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Michael Byram on our post-game interview as the Knights drop one tonight, 57-48 to the Quakers. Quarter scores look like this. Plainfield led 16-12 at the end of one. They led 32-23 at the end of two. They led 48-35 at the end of three. And again, your final, 57-48 in favor of Plainfield. Quakers are now 11 wins, 3 losses on the season. Your Knights are 9 wins, 5 losses on the season. The JV game tonight, Northview lost that one, 44-26. When we come back, we will announce our player of the game. It's presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Back with more in 30 seconds.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Jacob Harden back at Northview High School, where the Knights drop one tonight, 57-48 to Plainfield. Time now to pick our player of the game. Never easy making this decision. We've got a couple of players that could qualify for this, but the judges have made their final decision. And what do you think? We give it to Cade Bryan?
I think that's what we got to do. I tell you, Dave, we had so many Knights out there giving it their all, playing a great game. You know, we had Caleb Swearingen with 13 points, but you know, really what kept us in this game, in our opinion, talking about it, you know, Cade Bryan came out firing in that second half at
yep.
the start, and it really made our community, everybody in here, the bench, us, feel that, hey, we got a chance. You know, his fire that he brought, the senior mentality he's got of being a leader, and I think we'd be silly not to give it to Cade Bryan. Wonderful job by the young man, the senior who's a leader for this team, and he's going to do great things for this team the remainder of the season.
So, again, congratulations to Cade Bryan, our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer. Call Chad at 208-3244 for your next insurance quote. Well, again, we've got a busy broadcast schedule coming up next week. We mentioned Monday, Cloverdale and Northview. That's a girls' game. That's an extra game that we added since there was one that came off the schedule or something happened with the weather, I think it was, or whatever. So we're making that one up. And then we've got boys basketball on Tuesday when Northview goes to Terre Haute North. And I know it's kind of hard to get motivated on some weeknights to go watch a basketball game, but we could use you in the stands on both those nights, by the way.
Oh, most definitely. And I tell you what, especially come Tuesday, you know, we were looking at the scores of, you know, previous scores of previous weeks. And when Plainfield played Terre Haute North, it was a tooth and nail battle between the two. And we played Plainfield really tough tonight, and I expect a lot of the same. It's really a similar team. North's going to be able to shoot the ball. This was a great test for Tuesday.
And, by the way, the crossover game is scheduled for next Friday. I don't know who the Knights play yet, but we'll probably announce that for you Tuesday night and let you know where they do play. So, But that's about all we can say about our coverage for next week. But, again, a tough loss tonight for the Knights, 57-48 against a very good 4A Plainfield program. They're going to have be a threat in this 4A tournament. There's no question about that.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't be surprised to see them playing for a regional or semi-state.
All right. Well, Jacob, thanks for your help tonight, and we'll be getting together again Monday and Tuesday next week. So a lot of basketball to come. And the girls' sectional pairing show, I think that's a week from Sunday, I believe.
Yep.
And we'll, before you know it, we'll have girls' sectional basketball on the radio here. So that's coming up very soon. I want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. I'm Dave Crooks on behalf of Jacob Harden. 57-48, again, our final. Plainfield beats Northview. Until Monday night, have a great and safe weekend, everyone. So long.
You've been listening
to
I'm
going to hang around till 9:30, Dave.
Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by
Talk to y'all later.
National Bank.
Bye, guys.
You're not a number, you're a neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Loren Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit lorenservice.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. And Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highways 40 and 340 in Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.